What can I do for you today?
You obviously now know that you have to plan without
yes.
Now,
sorry.
I assume with Dwayne Harris hurt, also, does that complicate your problem?
Well, Harris is supposed to work somewhat today in a limited capacity. And we're trying to work some other guys in there, too.
Who's the most, is there one guy you count on for those big plays? Ruben
comes to mind, but Harris has made plays for us in the past. Hakeem has made great catches for us in the past, and obviously the opportunity is going to be there for everybody to contribute. Will Ty has made some nice plays for us. Coming out of the backfield, Shane has done a nice job. So,
does Miles Hart
have Miles is going
to
work in there again today, and we'll see as we go along.
Tom, I don't even know if you were allowed to, but have you spoken to Odell's decision yesterday?
I love to.
Tom,
what
did you make of his statement?
I liked his statement. I thought it was contrite, apologetic. I thought it set the record straight from where he was coming from. And so the issue, the due process is taking place. The issue is at rest. I mean, we the suspension is there, and we accept it.
Did you help him at all with that statement?
Yeah, I know.
So it's almost as if he had a chance to reflect on it and kind of you saw the real Odell, I would think.
That's what I thought, too. It sounded like him making that statement.
Tom, we've talked about him needing to learn from this and sort of grow from it. Have you had to learn how to handle him? You know, he's sort of a special...
Yeah, I think we know how to communicate with him. I don't think that's an issue. Obviously, that situation... To be honest with you, there wasn't any indication that was coming. So, but I think at this point in time, he certainly will have learned. He loves to play, and he does not want that. The sacrifice of a game is going to be extremely meaningful to him. Do we have any Minnesota questions? Thanks. You're in your Minnesota outfit today.
Is in a way sitting at home for a game. Obviously, you don't want that, but the fact that he's going to have to sit there and watch his teammates play, you think that would serve as a benefit to him in any way?
Well, I think the whole experience is going to have an incredible impression on him, and he's going to learn that there's no place for that kind of activity on the field, as I've said many times before. But it's a tough lesson, but he'll learn it.
Tom, great. There's a sense... this year, maybe outside the building and a little bit inside the building, that when this offense got in trouble, it was fine 13 and let him make a play. Do you have a sense that your offense this weekend, it almost may be a rallying situation that they
know?
Well,
I think it is
there?
For our team. Our team has got to step up, and I think it's about our team to be able to now come together and play hopefully our best game, but certainly many, many people are going to have to be called upon.
Job of a quarterback, obviously. To elevate players around him, even if they're not stars like that. How, in your estimation, has Eli done at that, not only throughout his career, but maybe this season as well?
Well, I think he's done well with that. I think you can see by the young tight ends, for example, the way that they've been able to make plays, and certainly Eli's taken the lead in helping that as well. So, no, I think he's done a really good job with that.
Given his demeanor, do you think it amazes him much that Odell's not there, or do you think it kind of goes into confidence?
I think his confidence is certainly there. I think it'd be less than completely honest if you said he didn't wish he was there. So, but yeah, I think his confidence is.
Last time you faced Adrian Peterson, you held him to obviously 28 yards. That was obviously a different system, different personnel. But is there anything you can take from that game moving forward into this one?
Well, we know the quality of the runner, and we have this entire season on tape, but there were some things that helped us with regard to that. But as you said, it's a different offense, different style.
Tom, will you encourage your guys to watch Saturday night's game when you get to the hotel, or will you not want them to see?
You know, I haven't thought about that. I don't know that encourage would be the word. I probably wouldn't mention much about it. I don't expect to, but I know that they will watch it. But to be honest with you, we got to go play a football game and play well, and do it for our own personal pride and the pride of the New York Giants. You know, we're gonna try to do our part.
What was your message to the team today when you addressed them about having to
team,
go forward?
The bond that occurs between teammates when they're challenged, and this certainly is a challenge, and we've got to pull together from and get contributions from everyone. You know, it was a few weeks ago we were getting takeaways, and those takeaways helped us a lot. That hasn't happened of late. You know, and so to have a defensive score or a number of takeaways, have a contribution, continuous contributions from special teams, all those things are going to help.
So you're hoping that this can sort of galvanize guys, and this could be, I mean, that's what it sounded like.
I think it has to.
They could rally around this in a way?
I hope to be able to make a statement about our football team going forward. If, you know, facing a challenge, facing adversity, many, many guys have got to step up.
You'll have, I'm sure, hundreds of things on your mind Saturday night. Are you going to watch the game?
If I don't, people will be right in my ear with what's going on.
One more question.
Anybody that didn't practice other than Harris yesterday that's going to come back? We didn't.
You didn't get a list. Well, Morris had an injury right at the start of practice, and he's not going to work today. And from what I understand, Flowers is, we've got some kids that are sick, and he's sick, so whether he struggles through it or not, I don't know what they're going to let him do inside. But
Kennard is out.
He's out. Yeah.
He's still in a boot. Is he done for the year, the regular season?
No. Well, there's always hope. That's why we're keeping him on the roster.
Is there a roster move with the suspension?
No, there doesn't have to be. Well, there will be because we get the extra spot, yes.
Right.
Sure. There will be.
But he hasn't been yet.
I don't know. Has that been declared, Pat? Not yet.
Not
we have an idea what I want.
Is that dependent on how Dwayne sort of comes along here? Are you pretty confident that he's going to be able to go no matter what?
No, I think we're going to allow that Dwayne, we see how Dwayne is going, and then we've got some thoughts, obviously. So you'll know soon enough.